This is our morning pre-show, and I'm August Selson. I'm sitting in here this morning for Phil Hendry. This is going to be unusual. I've never done this before, but there's a first time for everything, isn't there? I think there is. I think that's what they said. A first time for everything. That's what the man said. That's what the man said. So Jimmy Pardo is going to be on the Playboy morning show, and that got me to thinking about this morning's topics. The August Selson way of looking, and I know this is the Phil Hendry show, but were this my show, if I was doing this show as the host, you know, because what we talk about on the August Selson program is sex and my way of doing sex, my way of having sex with women, which I've written some 61 books on. And I can only give you this much information. I can tell you that they seem to work because the guys come back and buy them again and again, and the gals too. You gals do it as well. You were reading the August Selson books on sex, The Winning Ways of Sex, How to Create Multiple Orgasms for Yourself as Well as Your Partner. And I don't think a lot of men don't think that they can have multiple orgasms. Most men cannot. I can. I can hear people right now. How did I know that was... You're right. I can hear people right now say, how did I know that was the case, August? You're always a step ahead of the pack. Well, the purpose of the August Selson sexual manuals, the many booklets that we've... I can't tell you. I think I've done more, and I'm saying this with as much humility as I can muster and as little time as I can muster. I think that I have done more for the sexual freedom of men and women than Hugh Hefner has, speaking of the Playboy Morning Show, huh? So if my good friend Jimmy Pardo is... listening, I'm going to ask you, Jimmy, to pass that along to Mr. Hefner. Because I know you're at the Playboy, what is it, the mini mansion? So what did Hef do? Did he buy one around the corner and he bought a smaller version of the one that he allows himself to live in and all of that nonsense? Well, that's good for him, good for him, good for him. I've often said... if I can make a billion, and I said this for the very first time when I was not quite 8 years of age. I said, if I can make $1 billion before I die, doing something that I enjoy, and in my mind, even though I'm only 7, I know it's going to have to do with sex, although I don't know what that is, really, but it looks... interesting. That's what I'd see on television. That's what I'd see in the motion pictures that I saw. That's what I'd see in the TV shows that I'd seen. And that's what I'd seen in the radio, or what I heard in the radio shows that I'd seen, or what I had seen in the radio shows that I had listened, that I had, well, boy, we're having a difficult time with that one, aren't we? What I had heard on the TV and in the radio that I had heard. God, that sounds wrong, doesn't it? Well, it's very early, and this is the August Selson, I guess this is the August Selson train wreck, and who knows, you know, who knows what is going to happen here. over the next hour and a half or so. I'll tell you that I got the call this morning that Phil had business to attend to in town. I'm going to reach over and turn this fan. Are we on the air yet, or we're doing the pre-show? Oh, all right. So this is only the pre-show. That's interesting. Well, I am going to be using my own music. They said it was all right to use my own music. Okay. I'm going to use my own music. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through my news this morning, as they suggested that I do, because I haven't done a lot of these. I've done my own podcasts and radio shows, but I've never filled in for someone, and I don't want to run afoul. Excuse me. I don't want to run afoul of how they might do the show. You understand? You know how they might do the show. So I'm going to 26-year-old woman, the third American known to have been kidnapped. Oh goodness, the news of the world. Well, listen, we're going to get your minds off of all of this. She was kidnapped by these ISIS people. Have you ever, in your wildest imaginations, have you ever seen anything like these people? That is a profoundly disconnected group of people. And I can tell you that, from personal experience, that if they found the joys of intimacy and the joy of real imaginative sexual contact, such as the kind that we teach in our classes, that we've written our booklets on. We have passed out probably close to 1 million booklets on sex and its joyful aspects. Sales of legroom gadget knee defender rise after air rage case. God, I almost want to look at these news stories, you see, and see what they're talking about. This is on Fox News. So, I don't know that there's going to be too much. Look at this. Gun accidentally kills gun instructor. Girl accidentally kills gun instructor. Mojave County Sheriff's Office. He's teaching this child how to use an automatic weapon. You have got to be as stupid a human being as ever walked the face of the earth to... What is this man doing? Oh my God, there's all kinds of crazy news today. Girl was learning to shoot a submachine gun. Instructor died after being shot in the head. So imagine that. You're teaching your daughter how to shoot a gun for gun safety. You give her a submachine gun to shoot, and she blows the head of her instructor off. So not only has she not learned how to shoot properly, she will carry with her for the rest of her life the horror of that moment. That is a manifestly irresponsible adult. Manifestly irresponsible. I think that every child that is in the custody or is in the care of that adult should be taken from that individual. Because I can't imagine for the life of me how anyone could be allowed to have a child in their home when they allowed another child to blow the head of a instructor off because they didn't know how to shoot the weapon. I'm absolutely aghast. And they showed the man there helping the child. Naturally, they're not going to show the actual event. And bravo to the people there on CNN. I imagine if it was Fox, they would. Fox would, you see, because they have no concern at all for the mental health of children on Fox television, whereas on CNN they do, and they're constantly doing specials and so forth on the mental health of children, whereas on Fox they show, more often than not, a child killing someone, you see. That's the... And we have... I haven't written any booklets on this, but we should do a booklet, Penny. Let's do a booklet on that and see what we can find out, because I'm always curious about life. Well, this is August Selsen, and I have written extensively on the subject of sex. I have written extensively on the subject of sexual contact and its joys.
August Selsen's Joy.
Isn't that wonderful? I love that song. That's Dr. Hook and The Medicine Show. And that's the theme music to the August Selsen Show. I know I'm filling in for Phil Hendry this morning, but no more lonely nights for me. I've found the August Selsen booklet series. No more lonely nights for me. The August Selsen booklet series on sex and getting more joy out of your sexual experience. Wouldn't you say that the one thing that we need in this world more than anything else, that we don't have enough books and stories about, is sex and how to have it? Wonderful. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, heralding in August Selsen. Well, guess who they arrested again? You won't believe this. They arrested that serial stowaway. Oh, no, this is a different one. This is a woman who is a serial stowaway. Now, imagine that. Imagine that you're stowing away on aircraft every day or every week, I would imagine, every month or so, and they arrest you time and again. This is a very new phenomenon. But you know that what all of this is a part and parcel of our need to create contact. TSA should hire a stowaway as expert advisor, said this one woman that they've got on. This is just like Fox News to trivialize and minimize serious situations. And I just hate it. I hate them and I hate it. And when people will ask me, well, what do you mean, August, by it? I hate it all. And it is, it. Is what it's that intangible thing that Fox News has. Well, 15 more minutes here of the pre-show, and then it will be time for the August Selsen. Hey, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we're going to give it a roll here on August Selsen's sex booklets. Well, that's not a good name for a show, but that's what my instructive manuals are generally known by the millions of people that we've been able to help over the years.
Sitting all alone, watching people getting on with each other.
Can you imagine sitting there in a nightclub and you know that you're not going to be able to have an erection no matter how gorgeous the woman is that you're going to pick up? Because of your dysfunction, that's very normal. Now, I've picked up women in bars, and I've picked up women in airport terminals. In fact, I had a very interesting experience. I hope you don't judge me on this, but you remember when Larry Craig was arrested? You remember? Do you remember when Larry Craig was arrested at the airport there in Minneapolis? Well, the same thing happened to me, except I wasn't, God forbid, as a heterosexual, I was not trying to pick up another man. It happened to me at the Minneapolis airport in the ladies' restroom. I went in there to use the toilet. Because the men's restroom because the men's restroom was crowded, you see. And I raced in to use the toilet in the women's restroom. And as I was sitting there, there was a young lady I noticed went into the stall next to me, and I saw her high-heeled shoe, and I saw the panties come down. Now, please understand that I am not in the ladies' restroom to do anything other than to use the facilities, and that's it, you see. What is this guy, man? There's a guy on TV now who's bugging me. Wow. This cat's talking. We need to have more audio on the televisions, don't we, so I can hear him. All right, so let me just say this. What the fuck is this, man? Oh, I'm sorry. I went out of character there for a moment. Heroin use exploding in America. Well, is it any... That doesn't surprise me at all. With all... So let me get back to what I was, because I'm competing there with Dr. Hook in the medicine show. This is August Selson, and I have written some 2 million sex manuals, and I've enjoyed doing that for you. Now let me tell you what happened. You remember Larry Craig, don't you? All right. You remember when Larry Craig, the senator from the United States, the state of Idaho, and Larry Craig was arrested by the Minneapolis police for, I suppose it all boiled down to him soliciting a sex act or something, and I think he was charged eventually with disorderly conduct, which was a kindness visited on Senator Craig there by the Minneapolis PD. But I've written, as I've mentioned to you, some, 25,000 booklets on sex and how to have it, and how to have it and enjoy it better than ever before. The same thing happened to me, except I was in the women's restroom at Minneapolis Airport. I had raced in there to use the facility, having just gotten off an airplane from Los Angeles, California. And I was bound for Toronto, Canada. And I got off the plane. It sounds as if I'm going to the same place as Phil Hendry is going to, doesn't it? Why don't I say that I got off the plane there in Minneapolis because I was on my way. I was going to take a short commuter jump to Fargo, South Dakota, where I was giving a talk before a senior citizens group. Oh, yes, sex can be a wonderful, wonderful late life adventure. The sex that you can get involved in when you're over the age of 75 can kill you. That's how good it can be. So I went into the ladies' restroom, and I'm sitting, I pulled my pants down, and I'm doing my business, and I notice, obviously, into the stall next to me was a female, and I looked down, I saw the high heels, I noticed from the thickness of the ankle, and the delicacy of the toe, and of course the toenail polish, and the style, the fashion of the high heel, that this was probably a woman who had was very attractive. And so I, in fact, did exactly what Larry Craig did. I'm kind of a wide guy, so I pushed my foot out underneath the stall divider and bumped her high heel. And that's when her hand came under, and she waved at me and did some motions with the finger, sort of like, you know, a kind of a, forgive the crudity of the term, but she did the jack-off. And that's when I realized I was in like Flint. Well, guess what? No, I wasn't, because it was a Minneapolis Police Department policewoman, and I was arrested for being a man in a lady's bathroom, and that's what they charged me with. Because I'd asked them, isn't that interesting? I said, well, what is the charge for just the part where I'm a man in a woman's bathroom? And she said to me that, that is exactly what you're charged with. You're a man in a woman's bathroom. You're under arrest for being a man in a woman's bathroom. And as it was spoken to me, as the female officer said this to me, as she was leading me away in cuffs, I thought it sounded very, very, it sounded low. It sounded like something I wouldn't want my mother to know. And I don't want my mother to think that I'm a pervert. That's not what that is. August Selson teaches you how to connect with women or men, but it is not about perversions. It's not about intruding on people. It's about having sex and having lots of it, okay? And let's enjoy it. If there's one thing we don't do in our society is talk enough about sex and how to have it, how to do it, and how to do it right. And we teach you how to do it right with our many booklets and pamphlets that we have on display at the August Selson Biodome, which is where I live with my wife and daughter. That's a whole story in and of itself. I can only tell you that it's quite a it's quite a story. That let me just tell you that it's quite a story. It most certainly is indeed quite a story. Well, this is the part of our presentation, I guess, which is they call this the pre-show, they told me. So here's all the different things that I look at, that Phil looks at. You can see that if you're watching on television this morning, what they call the Phil TV. Well, there's the little logo right there in the corner of the screen, you see. And then we show you, well, that's just a list of the music that's played on the show. And what else do we have here? Oh, just, you know, any number of neat things that you can look at. All right. So I suppose what we should do is get ready to do our show. And let me get over here and take a look at the... We're going to do the August Selson Sex Hour. Always have to get into character for this. Of course you have to get into character. If you're doing a character, you have to get into character. You stupid cunt. I'm kidding. Troubled teens turn around. I think Dr. Phil McGraw is a lying thing. I think he's a lying hack. Well, that's who that guy was. So I see. That was a freed American journalist. And they had freed him. Peter Theo Curtis, freed American journalist. He looks as if he's in someone's backyard. Makes public statement. He was freed by ISIS. And my goodness, the courage of these men is overwhelming as far as I'm concerned. I think it is just amazing. Now, here's a man here, this gentleman, Mr. Curtis, who was freed by the ISIS people. Isn't that what happened, Daryl? Where's Nancy? Yes. And what happened was that he was freed by the ISIS people, and they let him go. So there wasn't an intervention or intercession by the American government, I don't think. But you don't know. You don't know the behind the scenes. That's the thing that I'm always curious about. What are they doing behind the scenes? What are they doing, huh? What are they doing to... I don't know. Are they taking our freedoms away from us? You know, freedom is a very precious thing. Don't ever mistake that freedom is very precious. And certainly it dovetails nicely with what August Selsen and our allied affiliates and support people do, you know. And that is August Selsen, and we talk about sex. How to fuck. I'm joking. We're not on the air yet, so we're doing our pre-show. Chicago honors Little League team. Oh, good God. Did they win the World Series? My goodness, for the first time in a long time, I missed the World Series of Little League. Isn't that amazing? I missed the World Series of Little League. Well, I would say that that's a wonderful thing. Now, the American teams always get to qualify. If they didn't let the American teams qualify automatically, they would never win because all of the other teams are so much better, aren't they? In Taiwan, I'm only speculating, but that's what I've been told, that the Taiwans and the Japanese, why can't I say that? The Japanese are the... It's an island people. They live to the north of Japan, the Japanese. It did a lot of work with them. Gave out a lot of sex booklets up there. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did indeed. You know what I'd like to do is a podcast and have people come in and talk about sex and how to fuck. And we do a television thing. Is there anyone in the television world that would like to have August Selsen do a television show? Is there? Gosh, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Well, we'll talk about all of that when we start here with the August Selsen sex show. Because our sex show is second to none in how good it is. All right. Let me get over here and start things. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is August Selsen, and here we go.